Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside your pocket on Kaya Biz.
12 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. I'm keen to ask you, as we get inside your pocket, do you have a relationship with your personal financial advisor? What's it looking like? When last did you meet them for a catch-up to discuss your financial positioning? How honest have you been in the disclosure of your goals, objective, necessary risk cover? And have you journeyed across the 6 steps that you typically need to follow in order to make sure that you meet your financial goals and objectives? Well, I ask this because quite literally, we do need to make sure that our financial planners are also in our pockets and fully comprehend what our financial needs are. And this is where there's a new collaboration that's taking place with the certified financial planner professionals as we're looking to heighten the experience and the quality of life through our interactions with CFPs. To tell us more, we're joined by the head of department for certification and standards at the Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa. Nikki McDonald joins us now on the show. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be with you this evening.
Oh, fantastic to be with you too, Nikki. And this conversation is really critical and one that also excites me because I guess we need to address one thing first. Typically, when South Africans think of a financial planner, we might have these expectations or illusions of who they are and who they serve, and even a level of mistrust because we think they just want to sell us products. But contextualize for us the role and function of CFPs in our lives and how they literally can shift the quality of our lifestyle.
Yes, I think it's so important that everybody understands that financial planning is not just for someone who's at retirement or for someone who has a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. Financial planning is really the journey that you take throughout your life to put your plans in place for whatever you want to achieve, you know, throughout your journey with your financial planner. So that is from when you earn your very first paycheck, when you buy your first house, when you get married, when you have children, when you have to make big decisions in your life, life changes and all those type of things. And your financial planner is going to be the person who holds your hand and make sure that you reach all your goals and outcomes at the end of that journey. So it is not just for someone at a certain income level, not just for someone who is older, who wants to retire. And also, if your financial planner or advisor just wants to sell you a product, you are not with the correct person. The whole thing and the whole idea with financial planning is that it is a client-focused collaboration between the client, the financial planner, putting a plan in place. There might be products involved that serve as solutions, but that should not be the main focus of the relationship.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because the product is involved only as a solution to the challenge or the goal that you're looking to work for. And this takes us back to the level of trust. And I'm keen for us to highlight a report that was actually compiled where you surveyed well over more than 1,000 South Africans, also compared their standing to international participants to fully comprehend what it is that we want from financial planners, right? So what are we saying, I guess, as South Africans? And maybe let's start off with that aspect of mistrust and reestablishing lines of communication, clarity and transparency with certified financial planners.
Yes. So what this research highlighted, this is both international research that was done, but it was also localized to look at South African consumers. And they actually looked at people who are advised, but specifically in this case, people who are advised by a certified financial planner. Now, I need to stress that a certified financial planner is someone who has reached a certain level of education, a certain level of experience. They have passed certain hurdles when it comes to standards, and they hold themselves at this level of ethics that puts the client first in every way, shape, or form.
Yes.
And this research indicated that if you work with a certified financial planner, you will not only be better off in terms of your money, you will also have more trust in your financial planner. I think there's a statistic in this research that there's a 94% happiness rate between, you know, for the trust relationship between your financial planner and your client. It also helps with your mental well-being because you're not as stressed about your finances as you would be, you know, if you were taking care of it yourself or not taking care of it at all. So there's quite a bit of valuable information in this research that shows that the outcomes are better if you work with a certified financial planner, not only financially, but also mentally, physically, in your life. You know, everything just gets better if you 100%. Work with a certified financial planner.
And I think this is so important because what we're also highlighting here, Nikki, is that a certified financial planner is someone who goes through rigorous rounds of training and qualification process and board exams, and even throughout their own careers actually have to actively participate in ongoing CPD points professional learning and development points that they actually earn. This is as good as actually having a doctor for your money. The same way we have a doctor for our health, a dentist for our teeth, optometrist for our eyes. You can tell I'm an advocate for this, right? But contextualize it for South Africans who typically think, I don't need someone to help me manage my money.
Yes, and I think that is where we go wrong. I am a certified financial planner myself, but I have a certified financial planner to help me manage my own money because I don't know where my own blind spots are. You know, it's like what did they say about the shoemaker whose kids doesn't have shoes? If financial planning is really about walking the walk and talking the talk, and I really think it is so important that as even someone who thinks they understand money wants to make their own decisions, you just need someone to soundboard off and make sure that you're on the right track and to hold you true to your own, to your own irrational decisions. When I was still in practice, one of the things that would happen, and especially during COVID, was if the market should fall, people get scared and they want to withdraw their money. And this is where your financial planner will take your hand and say, but wait, we have got a 20-year outlook for this investment. This is only a small dip in the markets. Let's keep going. Let's not react. You know, let's look at our bigger goals and keep on track to make sure that you reach your goals. And the clients that benefit from it actually didn't lose that much. In fact, I think they made it up afterwards when the market started running again.
Oh, for sure. And the market certainly did rally after the pandemic very significantly so. So if you weren't already invested in the market, it would have been a lot more expensive for you to get in at those elevated levels. And Nikki, this also talks to us, you know, about some of the myths, the industry trends that we need to be mindful of. As you've mentioned, you're building a relationship with a certified financial planner as much as you do with your general practitioner as a doctor. And that it's not just about building or selling products. It's really about working according to your life goals and plans. And I think what's been interesting to read from your report as well is the difference in goals and objectives and even experiences from a generational point of view. I think this is so true. The first time I went to a certified financial planner, my dad took me along with him for this conversation. Now, I'm very happy to engage via email, via a quick call, all digital channels that I typically prefer because I want to get feedback as quickly as possible. And I think that's very telling of the kind of needs and structure that we typically adopt.
Absolutely. And as you say, every client is different. We do see definite differences in our generations. You know, some older people would love still to see you face-to-face, where many of our younger clients are very happy to deal with you via Teams or Zoom or emails or, you know, WhatsApp chats or whatever the situation might be. And I think what's also important is that if you look for your financial planner, that trust relationship is very important. Make sure you find someone that you can have a good relationship with. If you are younger and you're more comfortable with a younger advisor, we have got brilliant young financial planners out there who are really making a difference. Find someone who's younger. If you're more comfortable with a female financial advisor than a male financial advisor, go out there and find the person that is going to make your journey worthwhile. Because in the end, it is someone that you will walk a path with for many, many years. We also see that they tend to become, you know, it's someone that you confide in. Finances are very emotional aspect of your life, and it's someone that you need to trust. So if you're not very comfortable with your financial advisor, go and look out there. Go to, if you want to look at, find a certified financial planner, go to FPI My Money 123, click on Find a Planner, and it will list for you in your area exactly who you can find, who you can speak to. So shop around out there. Don't be scared to ask for help. Don't be scared to ask what the fees are, what it's going to cost you. And I'm guessing if you find out, you will find that it's actually more accessible to you than you would think.
100%. And speaking of that, of course, another grudge point, aside from the trust and the relationship that we're building, one of my colleagues actually says it feels like we're choosing a therapist here. And really, it actually is, because they see the ups and downs, the wins, the losses, the changes in your life, the marriages, the deaths, the departures. But all of this also comes not only as someone who's going to hold your hand psychologically through your journey of life, but it comes at a fee. And I think that's also important for us to discuss, Nikki. Many South Africans tend to think, how do I manage this when my financial advisor is, or certified financial planner is charging this or that? And how do we also contextualize the regulations? A few years ago, I remember the retail distribution review, new model that was going to be implemented, also set a few shockwaves in the industry. So how should we as consumers manage costs, view costs, but also understand the value of a CFP?
Yes. One thing I can confirm is one of the things that this study did find is that 9 in 10 of our clients believe that the financial advice and planning provided gave them more value than it actually cost. Now, if we look at the different fee structures out there, I think it's important to do your homework. There are different advisors that can charge different type of fees. It can be managed in different ways. In some cases, your fees can be paid cash. In other cases, it can be a fee that is deducted off a product that you might implement. So there are different ways and means to do this. I think the most important thing to do is to pick up the phone and speak to the planner. Make sure you understand exactly what you're going to pay for the advice that you're getting. Understand whether it is worth it for you. But I think in the end, if you walk this journey with your financial planner, you are going to find that the value that is added is way more than the fees you would have paid to that person. So make sure that the fees are clear, that you understand what it is, that you are happy with it, and there's no reason why you can't discuss the fees if you're not happy with your financial planner or advisor. Say to them, I think I might be paying too much, and negotiate with them. So do your homework. Once again, on our website, fpimymoney123.co.za, there is quite a bit of information for consumers on which questions to ask and how to approach this.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Nikki, and truly appreciate your time in providing a lot more clarity into something that we shouldn't be taking for granted, only because the value is really attained in the longer term. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. That is Nikki McDonald, Head of Department for Certification and Standards at the Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa, giving us more context. But essentially, the key takeaway is if you are earning any kind of income, if you are someone with goals, with objectives, you want to buy a house, you want to buy a car, you want to retire comfortably, you want to make sure that if anything happens to you, you've got the necessary cover to take care of a disability, any kind of dread disease you might have, or perhaps just make sure that you have adequate savings and investments to take the sabbatical you want in life. Ultimately, money plays a significant influence on the range of decisions we can take. Money might not bring you happiness, but it definitely gives you choices. And the more you have of it, the more choices you essentially have. But you also need to manage it accordingly to make sure that it can accumulate. That is the difference that a certified financial planner will bring into your life. So give it thought, do your research, make sure you find the right partners, and make sure that you cover all the basic needs that you require as an individual, because ultimately, money is a personal journey for each and every one of us.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.